Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
We will take Kirk Morrison. Nice. He joins us courtesy of the Yuma Guest Line. I believe he's down in Arizona. Kirk, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, man? What's going on?
What's going on, dude? Kirk, of course, played in the NFL. Are you still doing Rams games out in L.A., Kirk?
Yeah, I'm doing all Rams pregame, halftime, postgame, and ESPN college football on Saturday. So my weekends are surrounded by football, the college game, and then Sunday I get the NFL game.
Well, good for you, man. It's always fun catching up. Adam Copeland, Tom Tolbert here with you up in the Bay Area. 49ers flagship, so you can imagine, man. Second straight year. I don't know that we'd be better off being like the Rams right now, but it's tough to lick your wounds after back-to-back NFC title game losses, man.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, I came to Super Bowl, and I'm here right now, obviously here in Phoenix. And obviously, I see a couple of my guys from the Bay Area, right? So everyone's wants to talk football. First thing I went to go talk to one of my guys who's a doctor analyst online, and I just wanted to get full, like, just give me the analysis of the Steph Curry injury. That's all I cared about, because there's too many big words of Steph Curry, and it sounds like a surgery, but it's not. He's out at least 4 to 6 weeks. That was my biggest concern right now, is about Warriors basketball this week. Now we can talk Super Bowl. Is that okay with you guys? I want to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
That's all I do is talk Warrior basketball.
Tom, I just had to get that out real quick. You know what I mean? Because I was concerned. But that win last night was great, by the way. You know, you need that. You know what I mean?
They got to start stacking them, Kirk. They need to stack some wins here.
They got to stack them. But it's to me, I feel like there's this when Steph goes down, it's always the adverse moment in the season. He goes down like once or twice a season. And look, you knock on wood because you don't want to see it. But the reality is, of a 35-year-old, point guard, shooting guard, he's going to go down at times. But I always feel like this is the Warriors Invitational, where guys just have to find a way and step up. And then, you know, Klay Thompson always finds a groove. And Jordan Poole, just the rotation seems to be, more guys are in it than when Steph is playing. So I get excited. I mean, last night, maybe a small win for many, big win for me, a big win.
I love it. I love the fact that you're into hoops as much as you are into
I love it, man. That's all
into
I watch,
football.
Man. I watch the defensive plays. I mean, if you sit there, people don't really like this too. Sit and just watch Draymond Green. Don't watch the ball. Just watch 23 for a full game. Yeah. You'll be really you don't understand the value till you just watch what he does. How many shots he creates for guys. We see a wide open three from Steph, and it's like, oh wow, great three from Steph. But watching Draymond, like the other day, remember when he cleared the basket for that Kuminga dunk? Everyone loves the Kuminga dunk, but it was Draymond shielding the defender as he passed to Kuminga to get the wide open dunk. It's those little plays for guys who, like me, who are underdogs in the NFL, who you do the dirty work and no one gives you credit for it. So I got to give credit where it's due when it comes to guys like Draymond.
You selling Wiseman?
What's up?
You selling Wiseman?
Am I selling Wiseman? I've seen the reports out there, the fake reports. These fake reports out there getting everybody riled up, getting, Warrior and Dub Nation all, hey, what's going on? I think you can't sell him. Just to me, you're going to need him. Remember, this is still – we're in that crucial part of where is this franchise moving towards. And I think that we will start to move towards a different style of offense, a different sort of team as the guys get older. I mean, who knows? This could be the last year of the Draymond, Clay, and Steph, with Iguodala, all those guys. So, to me, I think that you have to keep them. There's just something about about Wiseman that I'm still excited about what he can be as a player. It will continue to click for him. But remember, everybody was about trust the process with Joel Embiid. I'm not saying that Wiseman is Joel Embiid by no means. But what I am saying is that there is a process that goes into it, and all of a sudden it will click for him. But, tell me how many guys get to play with three Hall of Famers on his team. That's the difficulty for him finding a way to figure out, because they're tough on him. They're hard on him.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the total trust guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So who was the guy in football, Kirk, that you either played with or against that was the best at impacting a game without putting up numbers, kind of like what Draymond does?
Oh, wow. Good question, Tom. Wow. You got me on that one because, let's see.
Because I always think of defensive ends, right? Everybody looks at the sacks, but right. I look at the pressures. Like, yeah, if you get enough pressures, you're going to ultimately get sacks. But I don't want a guy who gets like a sack and a half a game and then that's it. He gets like one more pressure and that's it. Or you get the defensive tackles sometimes that never get tackles, but they always take up two blocks so somebody else can get a tackle. You know, stuff like that that people don't pay attention to and don't realize. Because you're right with Draymond. Draymond can impact the game going like 4, 6, and 7. Those are his correct numbers, yet he had a massive impact on the game.
You know what? I'm going to keep the Bay Area here. And like, okay, growing up, I think the guy who wore 36 in red, you know, for the 49ers, Merton Hanks was one of those guys. Yep. Right? You remember, he kept that secondary whole. There were guys who came through out the secondary, right, where – you know, you had the Eric Davises and Deion Sanders and guys who came through. But Merton got everybody lined up. Merton was always in his spot where he needed to be. I don't think he got enough credit for what he did, you know, on those defenses for the 49ers, right? At the end of the day, you realize, like, man, he really kept the whole defense together. I mean, you know, we could talk linebackers with Norton and Wood, all those guys. But to me, it was like Merton Hanks is like my Draymond Green when it comes to guys who I think didn't get enough credit for what they did week in and week out. I think currently, if you look at today's Super Bowl or this weekend's Super Bowl, I should say, I think the guy who doesn't get enough credit, this is – I would probably have to say, because there's so many newcomers, but I'll probably lean on like a Fletcher Cox maybe. But he's been an all-pro in this league. He was at one point the highest defensive player, defensive lineman in the National Football League for the Philadelphia Eagles. And now it's sort of the quarterbacks are going to steal the show this weekend. We're talking Jalen Hurts. We're talking, obviously, Patrick Mahomes. But it seems like the Super Bowl always finds the one guy that we never really talk enough about, and he has a huge, huge game or a huge play. And so that's what for me gets me excited. We know the superstars, but there's always that one player who truly makes a name for himself in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Talking to Kirk Morrison, former NFL linebacker, played for the Raiders from 05 to 09 before finishing his career with the Jags and the Bills. He's now the host of multiple shows on SiriusXM. You can hear him on SiriusXM's NFL radio channel and on Forward Progress, a weekly show on SiriusXM focused on race, society, and sports. And I kind of want to use that, Kirk, to springboard into my next question about the game this weekend. You mentioned the quarterbacks. I hadn't even thought about it, which I think is kind of a cool thing, until I saw the note that it's the first time we've had a Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks going head-to-head with each other. And of course, you know, as a black man myself, seeing that, I go, that's pretty cool. I like seeing that. And somebody then commented on Twitter and, of course, goes, this is really still a thing. And I thought, well, not anymore. It's not. Now it's not, because now it's the first one. I imagine you guys have talked about this at least a little bit on your show, Forward Progress. What's your take on this? As a guy who played in the league, how cool is this for you?
Oh, it was very cool. Very cool. Because I've had a chance to talk to a lot of the guys who have started before as black quarterbacks in this game. You know, whether it was Warren Moon or Doug Williams, Cam Newton, right? But this is the first time that you've had two, you know, black quarterbacks going up against each other. But I think for really, it's about the different styles of play. I think 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there's a certain style of play that everyone wanted from their quarterback in the National Football League. And I think Jalen Hurts brings a different element. I think now you're starting to see what the position can look like in the future, regardless of what you look like. And so that's the part that I think is making history. You know, I had a chance to to speak to Jalen Hurts a couple of days ago after the Super Bowl. And the crazy part is he doesn't realize how big of an honor this is, right, and what this means. He's like, I'm so locked in, like I can't even think about what two black quarterbacks going up against each other means for me because I'm locked into the game. I'm not thinking about how big this can be. And I think this is one of those situations where as he gets older, when he's a little bit older, you know, telling his grandkids and his kids about, you know, being able to start against Patrick Mahomes and what that has done for the position. And then you fast forward to what we may see coming up in this NFL draft coming up, you know, names like C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young over at Alabama. You got the quarterback position looks totally different than what it looked like 15, 20 years ago.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
It's interesting, Kirk, because I think you look at like the top 10 quarterbacks in high school going to college, and they used to be all white.
Yeah.
Now, you know, at least half or maybe more than half are black. You get black on black quarterbacks in a college football every weekend. I mean, big time matchup. So it's been, I wonder if he's used to it. Like he doesn't, maybe it doesn't, it resonates some with him, but because he's gone through it in high school, he's gone through it in pro, this is, or in college. This is kind of like normal for him. Like it's not a huge deal to play another black quarterback because in a sense it is commonplace now. Like I don't even think about it. I did think about it when these two guys faced off. It's the first time it's ever happened, but it wasn't like, whoa, it was like, yeah, these guys are really good quarterbacks. They deserve to be there. Oh yeah. They're black. And they're, oh yeah. It's the first time it's ever happened. That's pretty cool. But this probably doesn't even faze him.
Yeah. You know, I think it's more, And this is where I take away where it's like, okay, the black quarterback, I just take it as a stylistic approach. A lot of times it was because the most athletic guy on the team, they never put him at quarterback, right? They put him at receiver. They put him at running back. They put him at other places where, you know, that where you're throwing him the football or handing the football off to him. And eventually people were just like, you know what? He's the best athlete. Why doesn't he just play quarterback? And you can throw and you can run and now you're seeing it work because I'm looking at Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen, usually 15 years ago, Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, they're making him transition to tight end, right? Same thing. Remember Tim Tebow? Hey, go play tight end. Because they were like, okay, you can't play quarterback. And now I think the stylistic approach going forward has been, you know what, let's just put our best athletes and put them at the quarterback position. We'll teach them how to throw, or we'll design plays for them to throw, but their ability to make plays when they're off schedule, and that's what so many coaches tell me, the plays that you make when the defense is going to get you, right? There's some good defenses out there. They're going to blitz. But the plays that you can make when the defense has got you, those are the ones that are special, and that's why you've seen this change of quarterback. That's what makes Patrick Mahomes so special, those plays that he makes, and then Jalen Hurts as well. His ability to not only run the football but to also throw the football has shown that the quarterback position, no more of these statuesque guys who can stand in the pocket anymore, right?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's retired. Those days are over. You got to be able to move around, and that's what I think this Super Bowl also represents as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Tim Tebow couldn't play quarterback.
I mean, think about it. Tim Tebow was honestly Lamar Jackson. But honestly, I think that obviously Lamar can throw the football better.
Yeah.
But no one was embracing Tim Tebow as the kind of quarterback that he was in the NFL. Like, you had to throw. Now teams are like, okay, we can gear an offense around him before he can throw 15 to 25 times. Okay, we're going to get you two or three tight ends. our offenses won't be as conventional as others. And that's where a team has to wrap their arms around. But it was so hard when Tim Tebow was drafted because you had these other guys who were throwing for 300, 400 yards a game, three touchdowns. So that's the hard part now. But it's fun to see where the league is going. It's fun to see where the pass rushers are coming into this league now and how well they're coming in now. Looking at Nick Bosa, yeah. Right? I'm like, man, Nick Bosa probably going to be the defensive player of the year, coming up on Thursday. So that's the part now where we talk about the quarterbacks, but now the guys who will be chasing the quarterbacks seem to get, more athletic and better and faster.
Kirk, talking to Kirk Morrison on the UMA Guest Line, man. Always appreciate the time. Love catching up with you. And just as I'm looking down right now in the San Jose Mercury News, just because I know you're a Bishop O'Dowd guy and I'm a Moreau Catholic Mariner. Yeah, I'm looking at the top. I'm looking at the top 20 for boys basketball. I'm just not seeing you guys there. I see Moreau at 11. I'm not seeing O'Dowd anywhere. You know what's funny is I saw them play earlier this year, Invitational Tournament. O'Dowd looked good, man. O'Dowd looked really good earlier this year. They're in second place in league, but my Mariners are having a nice season.
You know, well, shout out to the Mariners head coach, Frank Knight.
He's my boy. Love Frank Knight.
Oakland guy, Fremont High guy. Yep. I watched Frank growing up and – we are all, in high school, watching him play in a state championship.
The legend state championship. Yeah, that's legendary. The overtime game at the Coliseum, right?
Correct. That was the only game that I actually saw Shea Cotton play. The legend of Shea Cotton, high school player out of modern day. So that's how far back I go when it comes to, Bay Area sports. But, yeah, shout out to him. But, Lou Richie in my high school. We got a new gym, and I think that's what happens. You know how you get these shiny new toys?
Yep.
And everybody thinks that, just because you got a new gym, you got a home court advantage. No, everybody's trying to come whoop your butt.
Have you seen it yet? You see the new gym?
I have not. My next trip to the Bay Area, I will be going to my alma mater to go see the gym. My nephew goes there now, so he sends me pictures and keeps me up to date. But I got to go check out the new gym, and hopefully we're playing some big basketball games over the next couple weeks.
I imagine you will be. We'll have to exchange information with the people we know, because I bet we cross a lot of paths with people at O'Dowd and in the East Bay. Always appreciate the time, man. We'll keep watching you and listening to you on SiriusXM and the Forward Progress show weekly on SiriusXM with former NFL linebacker Kirk Morrison. Thanks for the time, Kirk. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you guys.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.